15 local teenagers and preteens are attending Little Stone Summer Music Festival Day Camp at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church. They're learning to play instruments, write music, and... Each day begins with choir practice. Kids have come here from Kirkwood, Webster Groves, St. Louis City, and other areas. Not all of them have families who can afford things like music lessons. 13-year-old camper David Mulat from Sudan is attending Little Stone on a scholarship. He wants to improve his piano skills.
I'm playing Alpine Melody.
What do you feel like when you were playing that song?
I was happy. Happy with myself that I'm that good at piano.
David's been taking piano for 2 years. He began not long after he and his family immigrated to the United States. As a Christian family, it was difficult to live in a predominantly Muslim country. They came here seeking religious freedom and better opportunities for their children. David's 15-year-old sister Betty, short for Bethlehem, looked after their 8-year-old sister and baby brother when illness kept her home from camp. Their mother works days as a hotel housekeeper, and their father's overnight produce packaging job doesn't leave him much time for sleep.
It was kind of hard for us coming here. He doesn't get rest. Most of the time, he works night shift, and then he has to babysit my brother.
At home, the family speaks Hebrew and Amharic, the language of their mother's native Ethiopia. Betty's only been speaking English for 3 years, but she knows 5 languages in all. At camp, she's learning one more, the language of music. Betty's favorite musical activity is singing. She loves Christmas songs, especially Silent Night.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
I think I messed it up, kind of.
Shoring up campers' confidence is an important mission of the Little Stone program. Founder Brian Biederman is a middle school music teacher who began the project 2 years ago in Nashville, then started the St. Louis camp this year. Biederman was inspired by the positive impact that 6 years of summer music camp had on his own life.
It was, to this day, one of the most musically influential experiences I've had, as well as personally influential.
Biederman's goal is to offer that experience to as many underserved children as he can. Donations keep the cost at $100 and provide scholarships for some campers, like Betty and David. They're exactly the kind of kids he wants to support, bright and musically talented, but with few financial resources. He hopes all the kids will leave camp with better self-esteem, the way he did. Sometimes all it takes is encouraging them to speak up, as he recently did with one shy camper who had an idea about how to play a particular piece of music.
The other kids got really into it, and you could tell just like on her face the feeling of confidence that she was able to express a creative idea that other people latched onto. That's exactly right there. That's exactly why we exist.
The Little Stone Music Festival Choir will hold a performance at St. Timothy's tonight that's open to the public. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.